In Jerusalem, a right-wing Israeli cabinet minister was assassinated today at a hotel. The Radical Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine claimed responsibility. It said the killing was revenge for Israel's assassination of its party leader 2 months ago. In an emergency meeting, Israel's cabinet decided to respond but did not make public how. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
75-year-old Rahavam Ze'evi was staying at the Hyatt Hotel in Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem. The area abuts Palestinian neighborhoods, presumably easing the gunman's quick escape. Ze'evi had left his wife in the breakfast room to return to their eighth-floor room alone. A few minutes later, she found him in front of the room in a pool of blood, shot in the head and neck. Ze'evi was tourism minister, but security was his passion, and his radical right-wing views were controversial. He long advocated the transfer of Palestinians out of Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. In an interview with NPR earlier this year, Ze'evi said Israel should deny Palestinians education, work, even electricity and water to force them to leave. He also said he would encourage Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to reoccupy areas turned over to the Palestinian Authority during the Oslo peace process. 2 weeks ago, the army did just that in the West Bank city of Hebron, but when Sharon announced the army would withdraw, Ze'evi tendered his resignation in protest. It was due to take effect today. At a special parliamentary session, Prime Minister Sharon called Ze'evi a true Zionist. He blamed Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat for his killing. Only a regime that seeks to destroy the state of Israel and opposes peace, he said, would give haven to such murderers. Sharon then ordered the army to reimpose several blockades it had just dismantled around Palestinian cities. Government spokesman Avi Pasner also again called on Arafat to arrest some 100 militants.
In spite of our efforts, in spite of our conciliatory measures, in spite of our easing up on the Palestinians in the last few days, we have now had a terrorist answer right in the heart of our capital. So obviously here the Palestinian Authority bears a very heavy responsibility for having done nothing against those terrorist organizations.
Arafat did call for the arrest of those who killed Ze'evi. Palestinian officials also condemned the assassination, but political analyst Mustafa Barghouti blamed Israel's own policies for provoking it.
Since the beginning of the Intifada, Israel has assassinated 59 Palestinians, 19 of whom were civilians who were just bystanders. I mean, you were not even politically active, and two of them were children. So, in my opinion, the main problem here was the insistence of Israel to continue with assassination policy, regardless of the fact that there was even ceasefire declared on both sides.
Israel claimed responsibility for one such killing this week and was blamed for two others. The month-old truce has been holding in many areas, but analysts on both sides worried that today's assassination and a possible Israeli military response could mean the end of it. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.